Welcome back to another episode of Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. Moving to a whole new city may be really overwhelming, so let's dive into things you should know before coming to UCSC. I'm Sochi, and today we're covering transportation, food, campus activities, and even exploring beyond the university's bubble. Let's start with transportation. As a huge university located among the Redwoods, getting around UCSC can be overwhelming. First things first, it's crucial to understand the distinction between loop buses and metro buses. Loop buses conveniently circulate within the campus, while metro buses extend your reach beyond, connecting you to downtown Santa Cruz and Capitola, and even Scotts Valley. Keep in mind that there's so much to explore outside the UCSC campus itself. Don't feel intimidated. You have the time and resources to explore. With that in mind, don't be afraid to walk around campus if you can. Once you get familiar with the campus and all the trails, it makes it really easy to get from one end of campus to the other. Oftentimes, walking will get you there quicker, especially during traffic hours. Now here's a pro tip. If you're heading downtown or to Capitola, opt for the metro buses. Regardless of what metro bus you end up taking, every metro bus makes a stop in downtown Santa Cruz, making it easier for you to pick up your essentials. They also have the Metro Center, so you can look into what bus might take you to any city that you want. Unfortunately, the university doesn't offer parking passes for freshmen or sophomores, but if you want to have your car closer to campus, East Remote offers Park Mobile. These are spots where you can park all day for around $7. Juniors and seniors, on the other hand, can buy parking passes for the entire quarter or stop by the TAPS office before class to get a day pass. This day pass is around $6 and it lets you park at East or West Remote all day. Let's shift gears and talk about food and off-campus life. While UCSC has an array of dining hall options and cozy cafes, don't limit yourself to campus food. I know that at times that may be boring. Downtown Santa Cruz in itself has so many great food spots. College students often need to eat on a budget, so keeping that in mind, Pretty Good Advice is an amazing spot to check out. Everything they have is plant-based and under $8 for a burger. There's also Taqueria Los Pericos, which has been a fan favorite for so many students, so if you're ever craving Mexican food, it's located at the end of downtown. Downtown also has so many cafes where you can go study and get some coffee if you're ever tired of being on campus. Pizza My Heart is also roughly $5 a slice, which can fill you up considering how big their pizza slices are. Those are just my favorite spots, but there's so many more to explore in downtown Santa Cruz. And let's not forget about grocery shopping. Trader Joe's, with its affordable prices and diverse selection, is a go-to destination for many UCSC students. Plus, because it is in downtown, it makes it really easy to grocery shop. And if you're looking for more than just food, downtown Santa Cruz and nearby Capitola offer so many shopping opportunities. Capitola Mall has things like a two-story Target, an Ulta, and more. If you're ever in the mood to thrift, downtown has a lot of secondhand stores, including a Goodwill. Capitola also has a larger Goodwill with a larger selection of clothes, trinkets, and furniture. Now let's dive into campus life. Fall and spring quarters are prime social seasons at UCSC because the sun is out and everybody's outside doing something like laying in the grass, playing volleyball, or just hanging out. Keep a lookout for any of your college events. They host certain events and they even give out stuff to students. It's essential to stay updated with your college's news to make the most of these opportunities. Keep an eye out for their newsletters, social media updates, and in bulletin board announcements. You never know what exciting event might be just around the corner. And when it comes to staying active, UCSC has you covered. The gym at Eastfield offers a wider range of amenities, from weightlifting equipment to cardio machines, with amazing views of the campus. Plus, don't miss out on exploring the quarry for unique events and artistic showcases. Now, let's get some insight from other students and their own experiences. In your opinion, what are some of the most underrated aspects of campus life that students should explore more?
I think that the food pantries on campus are really underrated places, like the one in Rachel Carson. And I wish people would know more about that, because it can be really difficult to get to a grocery store if you live on campus because of the buses and all of the accessibility.
I was just thinking that for me, when I was on campus, going on night hikes was like the most fun thing to do. Like, that's how I became friends with a lot of my now friends. Mm-hmm. And like, it was a way that I got to explore like the layout of the campus, and like, that's how I found a whole bunch of bridges to get to my classes. So it just like saved me a whole bunch of time. Like, it's a really good way to get to know the layout of the school.
Yeah, and even the gym, honestly, like, if you're into, like, exercising, you could probably meet a lot of people who are working out by themselves and, like, make friends that way, too, because that's a pretty, like, populated area.
What is something that you wish you would have known before going to UCSC?
I wish that I would have known where the campus is in terms of, like, the city, because I didn't realize how isolated it was. And it can take up to an hour just to get from campus to downtown, which can be really stressful if you're trying to like maintain a job or go grocery shopping or any of that. So I wish I would have known the layout more so that I could have, I think, planned better in terms of like where I was going to live.
I think I just needed to know more about like how much housing is in the area surrounding it. I think it surprised me initially when I first looked into it, so I think I should have looked further into that.
What advice would you give to incoming freshmen or transfer students about adjusting to life at UCSC?
I would definitely say give yourself a lot more time to find your class than you think you need, because I have walked to one side of campus and needed to be on the other, and that will take me like 40 minutes sometimes. Like, it depends. And like, also get used to walking, because the buses aren't really that great, or like they take a long time, so I just walk everywhere. So just like, I don't know, stay hydrated, I guess.
I think in terms of like social aspect, even if you're a shy person who has difficulty like being very forward, like you should try to put yourself in a lot of social settings, just because everyone's new to campus, so everyone's at that time where everyone wants to make friends, so everyone's just kind of like looking for opportunities to hang out and meet people. So I think if you place yourself in those settings, you'll have an easier time like making friends and like creating a friend group and then branching out.
Coming into college, like a lot of my opinions changed too. Like, I feel like my worldview just got bigger, and like I feel like you are just going to change. Yeah. Even like moving to a new location, if that's what's happening for you, I guess, then like I just feel like it changes who you are a bit.
Have you discovered any hidden gems or lesser known spots on campus that you think more students should know about?
There's so many, but the thing is, you really just have to like walk, like just pick a direction and just keep walking that direction until you like don't want to walk anymore, to be honest. Like, that's honestly what I did. And like when I was saying go on night hikes, I meant it. Just like keep going for a couple hours, come back, and that's the way to do it. Especially if you don't have morning classes, there's so much freedom your freshman year. Oh my god, it's so fun.
I think that there's a really cute spot near the music department, kind of. If you keep walking on this like path, it's kind of an obvious path, and you just kind of keep going for maybe about like a mile, you kind of find a tree that has just like chairs around it, and then you can find random things like a table or like a couch and just random furniture around there, which is really cute. And there's always deer and coyotes, which I think turkeys are adorable. Mm-hmm. Lizards too.
Hawks.
Yeah, it's cute. Oh, bunnies sometimes.
Bunnies.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. Don't limit yourself to the campus. While UCSC offers a vibrant and enriching environment, there's a whole world waiting for you to be explored beyond its bubble. Whether it's immersing yourself in the culture of downtown Santa Cruz, shopping spree in Capitola, or simply taking a walk through the Redwood Forest, take every opportunity to expand your horizons and make the most of your time at UCSC. That concludes our journey for today. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Slugcast.